Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophet is Psalm 91, episode 211. 211. So we have been personalizing Psalm 91 and verse 10. This is where we are. Let's go together. By this time, you should be saying offhand, there shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. This is your prophetic declaration, and it shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. What you expect is what you're going to have as you say, there shall no evil befall me. So we've been looking at 2 Kings 19, Numbers 49. And in 2 Kings 19, we were talking about Sennacherib, the aggressor. He was the king of Assyria who attacked King Hezekiah, king of Judah. So now this is Isaiah, 2 Kings 19, 32. Very interesting. And as I've said, always pick your Bible and check. Seeing the word, the written word, it does something to you through the eye gate. Hearing the word, the living word, through your ears, it does something to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it says, and I'm reading King James Version, it says, therefore, this is Isaiah the prophet speaking, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He was summing it up. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast a bank against it. He will not even come into the city. He will not shoot an arrow. He will not brandish a shield. He will not build a ramp against it. NIV says, therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter the city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. Listen to what Message says, modern version of the Bible. To sum up, this is what God says regarding the king of Assyria. He won't enter the city. Listen, he won't enter the city nor shoot so much as a single arrow there. He won't brandish a shield. He won't even begin to set a siege. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, to this great King who has done marvelous things in our lives. And this was in the Old Testament, where a king, a violent, aggressive man, is coming against a child of God, a representative of God. And God is saying, this man, this guy, he won't even enter the city. I will not permit him to shoot one arrow. Not only that, he will not brandish a shield, and he won't even begin to set a siege against the city. This is the word of God to you concerning whatever is your situation today. Maybe you have something right now before you and things threaten you. Even your bank account can threaten you. Paying off children's school fees can threaten you. I've been there before. I know what it is like. I had three boys and I was in the mission field, and my baby's school fees those times was three times my salary. That is it. And I was here on mission. There was nothing I could do. In fact,
We were even looking at the option, should they go to an Islamic school, which was going to slash the school fees for them? Then when they come back, we teach them the word of God. Hey, it was, I mean, you are the end of the rope. Don't know what to do. Because if these kids can't go to school, the mission is aborted. And we had to force. They are going, we are here. This is where we stay. This is where we live. The work of God must go on. And this was a header, like an albatross that won't let go. But I thank God for the victory He has already given. You see, before the thing begins, you already have the victory. That is the way you have to. This is the mindset you ought to have. Before Assyria, Sennacherib comes, the victory is already given you. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.